It was just another Halloween display at a small house on a mid-city side street, but it stopped me in my tracks. There were foam headstones, standard issue Halloween decor, except these were customized with the names of restaurants and bars we have recently lost. Circle Bar and Lost Love Lounge, Cape Halls, and Namiz, a Vietnamese restaurant near this home. It was an unexpected reminder of how much people in this town connect with our restaurants and bars, how they're woven into our stories of New Orleans. They're part of our culture, all right, and they can also feel like pieces of our own past, our sense of where we've been and how we live. Right now, with so much change and anxiety, each loss hits us personally. But there's uplift behind this headstone display. Yes, there is. It's part of a neighborhood effort that people are carrying on under different terms. The Mid-City Porch Tour is a nonprofit fundraiser that usually sees people in costume groups strolling between decorated homes with food and drink at each stop from local businesses. It was created by the Mid-City Neighborhood Organization after Hurricane Katrina. In the pandemic, this group can't go asking people to gather in groups, nor can it ask restaurants and bars now struggling to survive to contribute. So this year, it's a self-guided tour with a map laying out a route to see decorated homes in the area on your own. People vote for their favorites, and the prizes include gift certificates the group bought from local businesses to send a little support their way. Look up mcno.org for maps and details. Now, what I suggest is that anyone doing the tour should make stops at neighborhood restaurants and bars part of the outing, too. Go cups are back, takeout is easy, and in the spooky spirit of the holiday, you could just call it trick or drinking. After all, you'll already be wearing a mask. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty. Vampire blood spilled everywhere that Argus. Magnificent.